Yeah, just shy of 8 p.m. now. You tuned in to Metro FM Talk here on the Mighty Metro. And of course, many of you asking what this declaration of the state of disaster, and of course, you know, the Lekgotla of the National Executive Committee of the ANC coming out with a proposal that the South African government set in force a state of disaster, and according to President Ramaphosa, this state of disaster would effectively provide the government with the instruments that it needs to navigate this disastrous situation that we have unfolding out at Eskom. What will all of this mean? And it's not the first time we're dealing with this matter. You would have heard it when we were dealing with the floods out in KwaZulu-Natal. A declaration of a national state of disaster, which is governed by Section 27 of the Disaster Management Act of 2002, simply really says, and I'm going to start taking a look, I guess, at Section 2, or 27.2, and it says this effectively, once a national state of disaster has been declared, the minister may, after consulting the responsible cabinet minister, make regulations or issue directions or authorize the issue of directions concerning the release of any available resources of the national government, including stores, equipment, vehicles, and facilities. Of course, it might be in that case the question of diesel. Literally, Petro SA, I assume. The second one is, of course, the release of personnel. So people in a national organ of state for rendering emergency services. The third, the implementation of all or any of the provisions of the National Disaster Plan. The evacuation to temporary shelters of part of the population. Regulation of traffic, the regulation of the movement of persons and goods to and from within a disaster-stricken or threatened area. You'll recall the limitations on provincial travel during the pandemic. It also allows for the control and occupancy of premises in disaster-stricken or threatened areas. It allows for the provision control of the use of temporary emergency accommodation. And as I said earlier, allows for the suspension, limiting of the sale or dispensing or transportation of alcoholic beverages in disaster-stricken or threatened areas. Also allows the maintenance and installation of temporary lines of communication to and from the area. The dissemination of information. It allows also for emergency procurement, which is what many of you have been raising. And also allows for the facilitation of response and post-disaster recovery and rehabilitation. And then they also say any other steps that may be necessary to prevent the escalation of the disaster or to alleviate, contain or minimize the effects of the disaster, and steps to facilitate also international assistance. So interesting point there around, I guess, interventions that may be necessary to prevent any disaster from escalating would be in the ambit of things that can be done, that can be rationalized. Once a national state of disaster has been declared. So if Wenza Indo Konbaye Lenindo, might assist in preventing the escalation of the disaster, escalation from stage 6 to stage 10, or escalate or alleviate, contain and minimize the effects of the disaster, that would be covered in this case. Now, of course, the powers referred to here may be exercised only to the extent that is necessary for the purposes of assisting and protecting the public, providing relief, protecting property, preventing or combating disruption. Yeah, let me say that one again. Preventing or combating disruption. And I assume that is disruption of commercial, trading, learning, curative and other activities. And of course, dealing with the destructive and other effects of the disaster. So once people have been harmed in a certain way, ensuring that the necessary relief is extended to them. So that's what it unlocks. Emergency procurement, because as I said, Eskom has already done emergency procurement. We didn't need a national state of disaster for that. It might be in many of the other sections there in Section 27.2 of the National Disaster Management Act of 2002. So let me know your thoughts on that, and you can give us a shout out on 086-000-2160. Yeah, look, I mean, so I think the areas where maybe this national state of disaster might, if it is indeed declared, is around this issue of releasing available resources within national government. So, and as you would have heard there, Fikile Mbalula, the Secretary General of the ANC, saying that if indeed there's more money needed, then at least that can be, you know, wired from other budget votes or, you know, special appropriation done or something. I don't know, right, how the mechanism that, but at least the declaration of a state of disaster allows the state to do that. It allows it to take from certain other pockets of resources to put into a pool to assist. The other one, of course, is that issue emergency procurement. And then I guess the more open-ended stuff, which is around any steps that might prevent an escalation of a disaster or contain it or minimize it. And I think that's where probably would want to fill in some of the gaps around what are some of the actions that could prevent a potential escalation. We saw the roadmap coming out last week. I guess judging from this, it might not seem with that roadmap that we are as much in disaster territory as we might want to think. Do let us know. Give us a shout. We are out on our WhatsApp line on 060-552-7303. Send us your voice notes. Good evening.
A great show as always.
Salute, Bazooka, brother.
From Pretoria North.
Sure, Bazooka.
What the declaration of the state of disaster aim to address is a question I don't think many of us, including the ANC, have answers to.
Mm.
If it's to short-circuit approval processes to increase megawatt, it still won't address the money problem and time it takes to install the infrastructure or restore the megawatts.
Sure.
For instance, we have units that are offline that are connected to the grid from Eskom. So the reason those units are not online, they are not supplying energy to the grid, is because Eskom doesn't have money
to invest in transmission capability.
Eskom doesn't have time to fix them, because many of them would require a longer period to refurbish and bring them online. Now, when you look at it from an angle of a private sector being connected to the grid, the private sector is not connected to the grid. And to connect the private sector to the grid, Eskom will have to invest to get money to build transmission lines to connect them to the grid. So I don't understand what the state of disaster is going to address, whether to help Eskom get money or to help the private sector increase its capacity to supply to Eskom.
Look, I think it might be both. So, as you correctly point out, if the issue is around, you know, expediting approvals, it doesn't resolve the other capital investment problem in our transmission capability, which means even where the capacity exists, it cannot be brought onto the grid. And I think this issue of making available resources might be to unlock or even create scope, you know, in this MTEF period, in this three-year financial year period, to unlock some resources in order to give some more firepower to that transmission capital investment plan that Eskom has. So it might be for both. It might be one to expedite, create emergency procurement, but also in the next instance, make available resources that can expand the transmission capacity. But I certainly hope it will also make some capital investment in aging distribution infrastructure in our municipalities.